This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. More than 2 years after the tsunami and nuclear meltdown at Fukushima, the news just keeps on getting worse. Government officials have admitted radiation leaks are much more severe than first reported, and the costs to contain those leaks keeps on rising. Officials announced today they're going to spend almost $500 million to deal with poisoned water alone. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has that story from the Sustainability Desk.
Nobody said fixing Fukushima would be cheap or easy. Most of that $500 million will go to building a nearly mile-long underground ice wall.
Engineering-wise, it's not new science.
Ed Yarmak helped build a big wall of ice at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in the 90s. You drill pipes into the ground, fill them with some sort of coolant, and voila, the ground freezes. They build ice walls on subway and mining projects all the time. The idea here is to block contaminated water from leaking into the sea. But drilling pipes at a radioactive site, Yarmak says that ups the risk factor to a whole new level.
Keeping your people safe and not spreading the contamination around. That's the hardest part in this situation.
Talk about hazard pay, but that $500 million ice wall is just a start. Officials figure cleanup, including getting the nuclear fuel rods out of the plant, will cost about $112 billion. And, warns Peter Bradford, it'll take years. He was a nuclear regulator during the Three Mile Island disaster in the late 70s.
It was 5 years before we even got cameras close enough to the core to be sure how much damage there really was.
And Bradford says, from experience, that $112 billion cleanup estimate for Fukushima, they're just guessing at this point. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.